In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say that he is your God. The Father sent the Son to expiate our sins, and in that expiation to bring us new and everlasting life. He came to do the will of his Father, obedient in all things. And in so doing, in this profound act of obedience that cost him his life, he gained for us new and everlasting life. And so now, brothers and sisters, it has begun. With this, our first Passion Sunday, we are provided an opportunity to begin an extended meditation about the means of our salvation and the way God has given us new life. At the heart of that, for this particular Sunday, is this virtue of humility connected to the reality of faith. The Lord makes very clear that all that he has come to do is precisely because of the intimate relationship that he shares with the Father. Moreover, to honor the Son is indeed to honor the Father. To be obedient to the words being spoken by the Son draws one into an act of obedience with and through the Father. Those who do otherwise, those who say otherwise, again, the Lord himself makes clear, are unbelievers. They are liars. God has only and always spoken nothing but truth to us in order that that truth that he speaks might indeed set us free. Our Lenten journey has been, in a very concrete way, an opportunity to unclog our ears, to hear more clearly the words that God speaks to us, not only the things that he says to us from sacred scripture, but the manifold ways that he speaks to us, both through those whom we love, the opportunities that he gives us to serve, and the crosses that he asks us to bear. Our Lenten season is not yet complete. There is more time needed and given in order for us to truly and clearly hear the word that God speaks to us. What also is very clear, as we contemplate this beginning in this mystery of the Lord's cross and the Lord's sacrifice, is the revelation of the depth of the love that God has for us. I cannot stress enough, brothers and sisters, how you must keep this truly in mind. Because if we are motivated by any other reason, if we move toward God for any other pure reason than because of the love that we have first received and now we seek to give in return, we will constantly falter and fail in the relationship that we share with God in Christ. It will be an onerous relationship at best, if not a drudgery, something overwhelming and completely unfulfilling. And of course, this is why so many have chosen to walk away. Yes, it is ignorance. Yes, it is believing in the lies told by the modern age. But when all is said and done, it is a failure to love in the manner that they themselves have been loved. And again, we see this expressed concretely in the whole host of fractured and broken relationships that exist in the world. Even among our own family, those who struggle in fractured and broken relationships, precisely because men and women have chosen to accept the world's understanding of love instead of abiding by that love that Christ has made manifest on the cross. The beautiful thing about accepting God's love is that, yes, it involves sacrifice, but it always and only leads to new and everlasting, fulfilling life, joy, and peace. This is why we continue. Even as we might fail, stumble, and fall, even as we might not have kept a good Lent as we hoped we would when we began so many weeks ago, we never grow tired of doing good. We never give up. We are seeking the perfection of the new man, and yet while we have not fully attained to that maturity, we strive for it in a hope that comes from Christ and him alone. I pray for you all daily, and it is my fervent hope that you listen not to the words that come forth from my mouth, but to the word that speaks eloquently to us first in Scripture and in the living God that we receive. Because as I have said to you, we are going to be the agents of transformation of society and culture. We are going to be the bedrock and the foundation upon which the church will be revitalized. Our fidelity to the ancient sacraments and the manner in which God speaks beautifully through them is for us certainly a source of strength. But that strength that is given to us is not just for us. It is indeed for others, so that the world that is in desperate need of God's love will see and experience that love in how you love them in return. Will it cost you something? The answer is most definitely. But the cost you pay and the price that you endure pales in comparison to what it is that we receive in our Lord and Savior. And so continue with fidelity your Lenten disciplines. Continue to prepare yourself to be able to be firmly planted at the foot of the cross, that you may join our Blessed Mother and the whole panoply of angels and saints in rejoicing that morning early when the Lord himself once and for all conquers sin and death. Draw near to the Word himself and the truth that he embodies. And in so doing, prepare yourself now for life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.